sex, blast off, having sex.
GaySex.com. Come Town is brought to you by GaySex.com, the premier website for having gay sex with other guys on the internet.
GaySex.
Gay sex. It's fucking gay.
Be gay sport.
Have gay sex. It's being gay.
It's being gay.
Yeah, I like that. That's good for me, man.
Folks, welcome to another edition.
Welcome to Americana. Mm-hmm. Please press the pound sign now.
To get your ass
What a cool intro to an album.
What album is that?
Americana.
Who's that?
The Offspring.
Ah, yes, of course.
Welcome to Americana. Please press the pound sign.
I was not allowed to have Offspring albums.
Why not?
My mother was very, my mom had complete blind spots on certain things, but the thing she knew about, like I could never listen to Howard Stern because that was just in the media. And yeah. For some reason, The Offspring she knew about, and she wouldn't let me get an Offspring CD. I couldn't watch The Simpsons. I had to sneak over to Pete's house and watch them.
That's crazy. I remember the kid across the street, he was crying one time because his mom wouldn't let him get Tub Thumper by Chumbawamba.
I had Tub Thumper.
Yeah, because there was a guy on the cover blowing fire, which is satanic.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch that guy's mom probably was.
That dumb Italian lady.
Yeah. Italians are the best. Yeah. But their morality is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it for the devil.
Now, she wasn't Italian. I mean, they were like, they were Italian Americans.
Yeah, those are even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just fucking asshole dumb whites.
Yeah. Damn, look how stupid The Offspring looks now.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are in their
40s. Oh, my God.
Still being The Offspring.
That's brutal. The guy in the back, at least, is like ashamed of himself.
Yeah,
it looks
I
like.
The guys that are in the back. The passenger is, you know, he's the ringleader of the faggotry.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, this is great, baby. What is his name? Sunset Strip, 47 years old. I thank God every day for me. You know he's Christian,
I'm at
too.
The damn Viper. Oh, yeah, they all turn Christian.
There's no way that guy's not on fucking Instagram. He's like, I was just telling my daughter, I forget what her name is, I was just telling her the other day, Jesus Christ bless us every day we wake up in our fucking Malibu home. And I think back to all the 14-year-old girls I had sex with as a 27-year-old man while their dad waited in their fucking Toyota Tercel in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, did you find Katie? Yeah, I found Katie. Then they had to go home, started cutting themselves because the 29-year-old guitarist from The Offspring.
That's right. She didn't even want to fuck him. She wanted to fuck the
main
guy.
Let me find this guy's name first before I
before
I start just wildly assuming things about him.
Yes. If you're going to slander the man, at least say his full legal name.
Yeah. How funny would it be
if
I got sued? I got sued by The Offspring. Or it's like, look, Your Honor, I don't even know this guy's name. Oh, Noodles. His name is Noodles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know he asked women to suck his noodle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he sucked women to suck Noodles Noodle.
Yeah, Noodles from The Offspring. Look at this fucking asshole, dude.
Yeah,
this guy looks like, ugh.
That's brutal.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
He looks like that Greg Behrend or whatever.
Yeah.
But with fucking horrible
hair. I like Greg Behrend, though.
Yeah, I fuck with Greg. But I'm saying, imagine if Greg was,
yeah,
had like dyed ass blonde hair and a faux hawk.
Hold on. Greg's someone who works in our industry. That's someone I can forgive for looking like that.
No. He does not have that hair.
Yeah.
And he's probably raped way less women.
All right. Biography. Oh, he's from Los Angeles. Perfect.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Before joining The Offspring, Noodles played in a local band called The Clowns of Death.
No! My man was random before random was a thing. You know he loved evil monkeys, dude.
Oh, man, I'm glad we looked into this guy. The Clowns of Death. I double down on everything I said before about those girls.
Absolutely, he's raped.
You're in the nickname Noodles for his frequent noodling on the guitar. Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ, that sucks.
And they called
him. And he's stuck with that.
I hate. Why do nicknames need that? Nobody cares about the story behind your fucking nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, they called me Skittles because when I was 4, I loved Skittles. It's like, oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, that's hilarious, gay sex Nick.
Yeah. What?
Well, we can't tell the people the story.
That's not my nickname.
We can't
my
tell
nickname
the
Skip.
No, it's gay sex.
My
Nick.
Nickname's Skip, like the captain of
no,
a ship.
My nickname is Candy Lips.
Yeah, it's Candy Lips. Candy, I love Candy Lips.
Candy Lips is great.
And you know what? I gave you Candy Lips, and I let you have it.
No.
So you give me Skip. Back.
No, you're gay sex Nick.
No, I'm either Daddy or Skip.
You can't be
from,
daddy.
From here on out, Adam has to call me daddy on the show. He's got a whole. I turn my pocket inside out, and Adam has to hang on to it the entire episode.
He does that every episode.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a classico. Don't worry, Adam is not in the bathroom.
Classico.
Just a couple boys discussing which members of early, late 90s alternative.
On their DVD release, Huck It, as part of the mock interview, Noodles claims to like the finer things in life, such as red wine, classical music, cigarettes, and poetry. He occasionally.
What a fucking loser!
Yeah. He occasionally goes snowmobiling and snowboarding.
The fire thing, cigarettes and red wine.
Yeah, let me see if Noodles,
like a 14-year-old girl who Noodles, just found out about France.
Offspring, Instagram, rape. Instagram.
I'm gonna look up Noodles Offspring rape.
Yeah, rape.
Just to...
the G nudes.
The G
guitar playing primate in the Offspring.
Oh God, how many followers?
Looks like it's mostly. Stuff
pretty
like pictures
gay
of concerts. I'm okay with the beast still threatens me. What is he? What is he? Oh, there's a ladybug in his house. He's taking pictures of. I just want to see some sign that this guy's fucking Christian. I know he is. I know that we're gonna find something in here.
Maybe. I'm gonna look up Noodles Offspring rape and see what we got. What's an Offspring song? Oh geez,
there's a lot of them. Gone Away. I guess he's friends with Doug Benson.
The first thing that comes up is Noodles' motive for raping Deborah. So I don't know if this is the same Noodles.
We're gonna say it is.
I was wondering what anyone's impression of Noodles raping, or maybe this is from like a book or something.
All right, well,
this is from Once Upon a Time in America.
Posting a picture of
Noodles
of the N word on. Yeah, so maybe he's not actually Christian.
Oh yeah, that would make it to the.
He's from like some word scramble game, and he says, "Where all my word crossy play is at?
The
word you're looking for is gazing, aging." Yeah, he got in letters NIGGAZ in like some word scrabble.
And he had to screenshot that.
Yeah.
Respect to him finding a way to sneak saying the N-word.
Actually, I kind of like him now.
That's important for SoCal white guys who are racist but seem like they're not. They got to let everyone know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gay. Is that an Offspring song? What's an Offspring song?
Yeah. I'm gay. I'm fucking gay. I've just found out I'm gay today. Oh, no.
God, well, there's another one that I used to like.
Yeah. I mean, all of the Crazy Taxi songs.
Fuck. What's the one? Bow. Not Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Something with like a Hispanic sounding.
Pretty Gay
name.
For a Fat Guy.
Pretty Gay for a Fat Guy.
That one's about you.
No, it's not.
That one's
it's
a song about you. Else. Remember that Offspring song about you? Pretty Gay for a Fat Guy. Yeah, no, this guy's not at all what I would expect. I would expect him to be. Okay, there is some resistance stuff in here.
Okay, respect.
Which makes sense, yeah. Him posting this Trump toilet paper.
Yes.
But then his comment is pretty neutral. It says, respect the office. Hashtag respect the office. Yeah, you know what? This guy might not be as much of a tool as I assumed based on.
Really? You're going to walk back?
I am.
What you said about Noodles because you said the N-word through a word scrabble?
Yeah. That's what it looks. Hey, man. Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes people surprise you, you know?
Oh, damn. Yep. I'm gay. I'm gay. How did we start talking about the Offspring?
I don't remember. We started talking about something, and then another thing got brought up.
Yep. So true. That is what happened.
Damn. It's a crazy world we live in where stuff like that happens.
By the way, for the listeners at home, Nick is looking very cute here. He's got his leggings on.
I'm wearing leggings. I got shorts. I went to the gym.
Short shorts.
Very short shorts.
You can basically see his nuts, and he's wearing green leggings.
I'm wearing green leggings.
And he was squatting for everyone that wants to have sex with Nick out there. Mm-hmm. Imagine his cheeks lowering. Under the weight
and
of the
Stav's
bar.
Stav's wearing a dress.
And I'm wearing a full gown, an evening gown, and I'm wearing a tiara as well. We're in my home for a change, so I'm wearing what I wear around the house, which is a prom dress.
Yeah.
And a $17,000 necklace.
That would be pretty cool, honestly.
If I was wearing diamonds. and dresses in my home.
Yeah. I guess that's the reason the Offspring are still like a band together is because none of them have matured emotionally since they started the band.
True. Which
makes sense that he wouldn't be a Christian and he'd still be like, huh, the N-word.
Yeah.
Which, hey, you know, props to him for consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where will we be in 10 years? That's the real question.
Either I will have gambled away all the money or I will have gambled the money up.
Yes.
And I will finally be able to retire to the woods.
So you think you're not settling for just being kind of rich for the rest of your life?
But I'm not kind of rich. It's like you need so much goddamn money to never have to work again.
Yeah, that's true.
To never have to work again and not worry about shit, you need like something like $5 million.
Okay.
And then to do it in New York, you need somewhere in between 10 and 15 million.
All right, but it doesn't have to be in New York if you never have to work again, though. Let's start a GoFundMe for $10 million so we each don't have to work again.
That's true.
You think we could do that?
That we could do that. I just don't. I'm saving up for not one operation, but every operation I'll ever have. And I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of them because I don't really take care of myself.
Yeah.
That's why it's on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Once we've completely. Once our bodies don't even recognize dick pills anymore, we're going to need the next solution.
Why have insurance if you have a medical emergency, you can just go on GoFundMe and people will pay for your surgery.
Yeah, that's true.
That's been proven time and time again.
Yeah.
And so why not, instead of having insurance, you just have like a rainy day fund
on GoFundMe?
A market
solution,
dude. Yeah.
That's absolutely.
Just say like, I need money for my cancer medicine.
Yeah.
On GoFundMe. Raise millions of dollars. And people are like, wait, what is the cancer? You're like, well, I don't have it.
I eat a lot of red meat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I smoke. I'm probably going to get it.
I fucking play Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like that's the next thing. It's always one thing that we all like and we aren't suspecting. It turns out, blammo, that's the cancer one.
Switch? I mean, probably cell phones are bad for us, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's no way.
No, there's
not.
Like a noticeable uptick in the amount of brain tumors people have had. And they're like, there's no way it's related. They're like,
Device we sleep next. I mean, yeah. It's next to my head.
Yeah,
every
right.
Night.
They're like, there's no way it's doing anything. It's absolutely. Look at all this data from the cell phone companies that says it's not doing anything.
So true. Yeah, dude, we're fucked. Something's going to fuck our asses the way the Romans got fucked by lead pipes.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers having gay sex at the vomitorium, thinking they had it all figured out, and then their fucking water was fucking them up.
Yep.
Salute, by the way, to the guy in Pompeii that got caught beating off. You've seen that, I assume. Nick,
I haven't seen that. The guy in Pompeii got caught beating off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To what, the paintings?
No. It's a guy in the volcano. He's like... He's been mummified beating off. You can see his hard dick, and that's the way he dies, is jerking off while Pompeii happens.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That guy's a hero, if you
haven't seen that.
We'll check it out sometime, bro.
And that's a future we can all invest in.
I would like to go out beating off in a volcano. Lowered cock first into fucking Mount Vesuvius.
During his spouse and intern events. And
what are you reading?
For members of Congress. Oh, I'm reading Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter feed.
Hell yeah. If you need a place to stay, by the way, baby girl, I got you. You know what I mean? I got a house in Baltimore.
People keep giving me directions to the spouse and intern events instead of the ones for members of Congress.
Mm.
Which I don't think that's happening.
Everyone knows who the fuck she is, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
She's also look
like,
young.
Who's just walking up to people and being like, here's directions.
Yeah, you dumb little bitch.
It doesn't
she does look young and she's hot compared to the people in there for sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had sex with her 6 times.
Yeah, I did before you 12 times.
I fucked her 32 million times.
No, I did. I did more than that. I can't think of it right now.
At the same time, we'll say it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Six
64
billion.
64 trillion times.
64 billion times. 47,000 is what I meant.
No, that's still less.
Fuck, you got me there, man. 64 billion times 47. Yeah, I guess we really have been fucking her a lot.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much work she's getting done.
Yeah, yeah, her pussy is raw. Her pussy's fucking raw from the amount of times, the trillions of times.
Trillions of times you've had sex with her. I can't even.
It's amazing.
Think.
I've had time to fuck every other woman in the world also, on top of that. Considering I've had sex with Alexandria Artesian Cadizio. whatever the fuck her name. That woman I've had sex with.
Yeah, you don't even know her name.
I don't know her name.
I don't know.
I was too busy having sex with her to remember her name.
Yeah. You have a rare medical condition.
They call that the cum bar limit. You can't remember the names of women you've fucked already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's because you bust so fast. You have a rare medical condition where you bust
It's a rare condition in this day and age to bust immediately to bust on your own damn face. It's a rare condition.
Busting.
Go home, Steve.
But I got all this. Did I come in your
Did
ass?
Did I come on my own face? Steve. Go home, Steve.
There's cum on my mustache, Steve.
And then that on my butt
cheeks. And then that on my butt cheeks.
It's Carl singing.
Yeah, he's jamming out on the garage. Yeah. Has that song come out
Carl's
yet?
Carl's like, Laura, I told you not to have Steve over while I'm doing my songs.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Carl.
Yeah, Carl, sorry to ruin your song singing. Suck on my dick, fuck my ass, and then that on my butt cheeks.
The song isn't coming out for another 15 years. They stole it from him.
No, that song came out in what, 2000?
Family Matters stopped. The Family Matters was in the 90s, bro.
Yeah, it was, but it's not 15 years.
All right, five.
Smooth, a song by 1999.
Oh, really?
Family Matters probably ended in 97 or 98.
Yeah.
Choo. Choo, 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 choo. Do, 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 It's a rare condition. It's called sickle cell. Only black people get it.
And if you can't afford the medicine,
final episode, July 17th, 1998.
Okay, so only a year.
Yeah, a year.
A year gap between year gap. Smooth. Yeah, Steve ended up marrying Laura, didn't he?
I think so. I thought in the final episode he goes to space.
Oh, did he? I thought he went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
All those ABC shows went to Disneyland because I guess Disney owned it. Full House, for example, went to Disneyland.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, they're all filmed in Los Angeles.
And then you lick my balls.
There's your family's
I'll
third
bust
behind.
In your mouth.
Having your turn.
And in your ass.
So,
because I'm gay and I like gay sex.
House of Pain is the second longest running black show, which is weird because I've seen maybe two episodes of that.
Well, they fucking record, they do like 100 episodes in one sitting.
No, really?
Yeah. Tyler Perry's just fucking making the fucking money, baby. Making that moolah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What? There were 37 episodes in the first season of that show.
Yeah, dude.
In season six, they did 46 episodes.
I don't know a single character on it.
Yeah.
What actors are even on it?
That's insane. Yeah, what is House of Pain?
Shouts out to Tyler Perry, dude.
It's a multi-generational family living under one roof in Atlanta, led by patriarch Curtis Payne.
Nice.
And his wife, Ella.
Okay.
So what makes him a patriarch? Does that just mean a black father that didn't leave?
Yeah. He actually is not raising them. He just lives in the basement also. He's like,
not even close to being a patriarch. He just has a job.
I mean, if you got a job, you're a patriarch, dude. Actually, I take that back. My dad technically has a job.
Yeah.
I'm the patriarch, dude. The patriarch is what they call the Pope in the Greek.
All right, I'm getting off. Looking at Wikipedia Church. While doing the show is a dangerous move.
Absolutely.
Very easily.
It got us noodles, but it also got us like, damn, 47 episodes.
Yeah, right. Just 15 minutes of being like, oh, this is interesting. Ceramics that wasn't until 800 BC before they developed porcelain.
If you could be in any kind of any ancient shit, any ancient civilization, what would you like to choose? Go Middle Ages and back.
Oh, Byzantine Empire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Eastern Roman.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Are we talking Constantinople? Are we talking side?
Uh-huh.
Okay, nice.
That's right.
A lot of incense.
A lot of incense.
Wearing gold.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing gold everywhere.
Yeah. Just starting to get a little muzzy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Just around the edges.
Fuzzy muzzy.
Yeah. The Ottomans were clamoring, but nothing was... I gotta say, I don't fuck with what the Ottomans did to Greece, but I like their style, dude. I like not wearing a shirt and wearing a turban and wearing a little vest and big baggy pants.
Yeah.
That's a good look. And a big ass mustache.
Yeah.
I would love to get my dick sucked in a big baggy pair of pants.
Oh, yeah. Big, a vest big on. Pants, a bunch of throw pillows.
Yes,
and shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
Harems.
Mm-hmm.
They're smoking hookah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty tight.
Or the Edo period of Japan. I could do that too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai shit.
Getting
fucking Hado, a little boy.
You know?
Yeah, getting Hado.
Yeah.
From a small, scared boy.
Yeah, from a boy who wants to become a samurai one day.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the whole system worked. It's like,
the Ronin roams the land, killing his enemies.
Like, why does he do it? Because he was tricked into sucking dick for 10 years, and he'll never forget it.
From the ages of 7 to 17.
Yeah, he was sucking another Ronin's dick.
Feel the anger.
Yeah. And then you wonder why it's like, oh, yeah, they cut their guts out of respect. Certainly not the years of sexual abuse.
Getting molested by their closest father figure.
Yeah, right.
By their adopted
father
figure.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Because the guy who was raping them finally died and it didn't free them from the prison they've been living in. Well, guess it's time to cut your guts out.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Is there any society that didn't fuck boys?
The Irish never did it.
You sure?
Yep. The Catholic Church did, but that's not the Irish. That's the Italian influence.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, the Italians definitely fucked boys. I mean, we definitely did.
And yeah.
Hand up on that one. That's mm-hmm. That might be us. We might have. Because Greece, listen, we have been very influential. Arts, language, everything. We might have been the first to fuck boys.
No, the Japanese fuck boys, and their culture predates.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, fuck them, dude. Just take that back.
No.
The Japanese do not predate ancient Greece,
They do, dude. Japan goes back. They had...
Although...
I just typed in ancient Japan into Google, and then it auto-corrected to homosexuality in Japan.
Yo, Siri's listening to your
Siri's
ass.
Siri's always listening.
Homosexuality! Yeah, I'm sure that's what you did, and you didn't just open the window you were looking at before you got here.
Yeah, you opened the Jomon period.
No, take it back. Although, you know what's funny?
Yeah, the Jomon Japanese prehistory traditionally dated between 14,000 and 300 BC.
Yeah, we did it before. Fuck.
No.
Yes.
No.
14,000? How do those motherfuckers even know, dude? Fuck that.
Radiocarbon dating?
No, that's fake. Fuck that shit. And who comes up with that? Who comes up with that technology? The Japanese, probably.
No.
Very fucking convenient.
Radiocarbon dating was invented by...
Very fucking convenient. We don't have to keep talking about this.
No, let's see who invented radiocarbon.
I bet you it was the Japanese, man. Although, okay, fine. Let's.
I was laughing today. How about Polly Pocket, but it's a girl who lets a bunch of guys fuck her pussy.
That's good.
She's got a Polly...
I think it would be funny... You know how, like, a bunch of, like,
It's developed in the late 1940s by Willard Libby.
Willard Ribaru.
Who is from Los Angeles,
Osaka,
California.
Japan.
Look at this fucking nerd.
Nah, that's a Japanese guy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Japanese guy. That's a Japanese guy whose name is four syllables, yet it has 1, 2, 3, 4
L's and R's.
L's and R's in it. Willard Frank Libby. Yep, that sounds like an Asian person's name.
Willard Frank Ribaru.
Yeah, that would be like the kind of name they would give to like spies in Japan to, to confuse them.
I think it's funny. You know how all those a bunch of like hoteps are like Greeks stole everything from, you know, Egypt or whatever, which we probably did. It would be funny if one of them was like, we fucked boys first.
Yeah.
We took the Greeks took pedophilia from Africa.
Just the Hotep guys. Being like, man, we done calm down with busting inside children. And that's what they don't want to teach you in school. Just that guy's not allowed to ride the bus anymore. Mr. Malcolm, you were told numerous times you are no longer welcome on the Cleveland bus system. No buses allow you on here anymore, specifically because of this behavior.
Brainwashed by the white master, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
brothers, it is natural to have sex with children. We invented it, and we will continue to do it.
Just wearing the full, like, the full Israelite outfit. Just dressed like the fuck, like
the Greeks,
like,
and the Italians.
Yeah, she's just dressed like Jasmine's dad. Going off about, like, man, brothers invented fucking boys. And that's what, you know, all of the, man, Stokely Carmichael, Huey Lewis, all the leaders wanted us to.
No, they did not.
They all wanted, Malcolm X wanted us to fuck boys.
And that's why my conviction by the Cleveland judicial system, of course, is not valid. Yeah, but they do not have jurisdiction.
Back in the 60s, you couldn't say stuff like this, but now that... Now that, you know, we got brothers dressing up like ladies and shit, cutting their dicks off, I think it's about goddamn time.
He's trying to get being a pedophile into LGBTQ. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a good guy, dude. That's
little boy. Little boy's getting touched. That's what it stands for. Little getting boys touched. I don't know. LGBT.
LBGT, little boys.
Little girls and boys and trans people.
I will say, everyone who ate with their hands. Now, do you think Europeans didn't bathe? That's what people say.
Well, I will tell you, shit. I will tell you this, is that...
Yeah, well, tell me about it, man.
Europeans, back in the day, their dicks stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would need pills to make their dicks work.
Really?
And unfortunately, they didn't have those back then, but we have them now.
Oh, do we ever.
And you can buy them on a website called BlueChew.com.
And can I just say, Nick, I'm thrilled about this product, because before Blue Chew, it's kind of like, if you outlaw abortions, you're only outlawing safe abortions, right? Mm. Before I had safe access to dick pills, I was on the dark web. I was taking some fucking weird research chemicals out of a dropper for dick pills, and I was getting horrible headaches. Recently, I had a three-way, and I wanted to be hard, because the last time I had sex with these particular women, I was not hard because I had a belly full of Chinese food. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a different story for a different time. But before Blue Chew, I was forced to take these weird Indian research chemicals I bought from the internet, and I had a horrible headache for days.
Research chemicals.
I thought I was going to die. Yes, you take them with a dropper.
I like that, like Blue Chew's competitors or whatever they're supposed to be advertising against are probably other legitimate companies. Not like, guys, I've been buying Indian...
I've been illegally buying research chemicals.
Clinical trials in Kuala Lumpur.
Well, the point is, I thought I was going to die having mediocre sex.
I've been growing hair on my forehead because I've been taking experimental drugs.
The point is, now those days are over. And when I want to get my dick stiffer than a fucking board, when I want to get my dick hard as all fucking hell, I just pop a fucking Blue Chew, pal. And can I just say, it has wonderful, wonderful responses for me.
Yeah, I
when
did.
I fucked... Alexandria Zacarcio Cortanleon, more times than Nick, it was every time I had Blue Chew.
Yeah, I popped a couple of them yesterday. I was feeling in the mood, so I popped a couple. Mm-hmm. Went over to my ex-girlfriend's LinkedIn profile. Banned from... She's got me blocked on everything, but she didn't even consider...
The burner LinkedIn from Frank Reynolds. She would.
She thinks she's just friends with the branch manager of a Wachovia in Delaware, but no. Turns out somebody got some dick pills. So bad news, bitch.
Bad news. You're getting jacked off. you're fucking headshot from the fucking the nurse's office. You
were 25 pixel by 25 pixel headshot of you. I can't even tell if you're smiling or not. But I can
you're facing
see,
the computer.
I can see typing. Those. I can see those juicy titties under four layers of clothes. But I've seen them in real life, so I remember what they look like.
Yeah, you're kind of just using that to jog your memory. And what your memory can't
do... Luckily, I'm on another pill to help my memory also. And I'm yeah. And I'm on a vast network of pills to allow
to his middle school girlfriend.
Yeah. A LinkedIn page.
We can rebuild him. Yes. We can allow him to jack off to a girl.
You may think you're
ago.
Married now, but the truth is,
as long as we got Blue Chew, bitch, yeah. That pussy's ours.
Right. Guess what you forgot to take down? The video on YouTube of you doing a speech for French class your first year of college 10 years ago. And now the master is masturbating. The master is once again masturbated to a video of you from 10 years ago speaking the French language. Blue Chew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds?
Oh, yeah.
This is their copy.
Yes.
Anyways, it's
you can tell a bit of a difference between their copy and our personal experience.
Yeah, it's like Tadafil and whatever the other one is. Silenadol.
Yeah, the Viagra. They got the Cialis active ingredients and the Viagra active ingredients.
Yeah, I've tried them both.
Love them.
No difference, really, for me
personally. There is a little bit of a difference.
What's the difference for you?
Cialis typically lasts a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Viagra is more if you need it, you're in a pinch.
Yeah.
Break in case of emergency.
You know what I realized, the truth be told, is that I don't actually need dick pills.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? You started having sex with men?
No, I need... like antidepressants or something.
Yeah, that's part of what it is. I mean, I'm just fat as shit, and like the second I lose even 10 pounds, my dick starts working better. But
yeah.
Am I going to do anything about
no,
that?
No, if I'm in a good day, or like having a good day, I'm fine. Yeah. But if I'm like, I want to kill myself, the pills don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Even then, because I'll be sad with a hard-ass dick.
No. Yeah, and then I can't, like, I don't feel anything. Like, it doesn't feel good. I can't, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't...
That was before Blue Chew, though.
That was before Blue Chew.
With Blue Chew, Nick's dick gets hard even when he's being
a sad bitch.
Look,
I got a unique problem. I got a unique thing that even Blue Chew helps with. What I meant
exactly.
to say
yes,
was that...
Yes, exactly. That's
you
what
can take
meant.
It on a full or an empty stomach.
That's right. Whether you've already sucked the cum out of your boyfriend's balls...
Yeah.
Or you're about to.
Yeah, it's really, you just go online, lie about your medical history, and then they send the pills to you.
Yeah. They make it very obvious the ones you're supposed to say no and yes to.
Yeah, right. They make it very clear. Look, it's like a job application. When they say, are you on other medications? Obviously, you put no.
Are you?
Even if it is.
Have you had heart problems
when it
or
says,
high
yeah,
blood pressure?
When it says, do you experience chest pains, dizziness? experience high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to say no to all those things.
Oh, go ahead, no down the aisle, baby.
Yeah, because remember, there's actual doctors prescribing this stuff, so they could get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yes.
If you were to say have a podcast where you tell people to lie,
which we're not doing. Actually, we were just doing a bit.
Yeah, we were joking around. It's
but
a comedy show.
Tell
you
the truth.
Idiot. You don't want to joke around with people's medicine.
Don't whatever you do. Do not listen to the thing we said and actually tell the truth.
No doctor visit, no awkward conversation. Well, look, you're still going to have plenty of awkward conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, when you're in line at Trader Joe's and you're so giddy about your dick working again,
right.
You have to just lean into the ear of the woman in front of you and say, guess you just got dick pills on the internet. She turns around and she's, I'm calling the police. You know, you'll be dying to have those kinds of awkward
That's
conversations.
Right. The awkward conversation where...
No waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, I hate that.
As
shit.
I call it, the dick pill soup kitchen.
Stop being one of those fucking dick pill hobos.
Are we going to get our dick odds today? I got my dick hard in 7 weeks. Calm down,
just
please.
Just begging at stoplights for fragments of dick pills. Please.
It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. That's right. Gone are the days of getting a big red bag that says, warning, small dick medicine.
Small soft
your
cock
dick
alert.
sucks.com. message. You are experiencing the brand new screaming package. Too busy to read the label on your mail?
His dick is small.
Now
his
your mail yells.
It's soft and small.
They got discreet packaging.
Love
so no
that
one,
shit.
None, when people are illegally stuff. Going through your mailbox and reading right. your mail, you don't have to worry about
it. Mm-hmm.
Like the only point of discreet packaging is if you like live with your parents.
True. Which, and listen,
hey, if you live with your parents and you're getting dick pills so you can beat off the hentai, respect.
Salute. DM us if that yes. literally happens.
We will, yeah.
I'll give you $100.
You're allowed to come on
money.
The show. Yeah.
yeah. You literally are, actually. Blue I'm Chew the one gives who always you, fights it, but please come on.
Yeah. Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it.
Mm hmm.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to make you good at fucking.
Yeah, right. You're still going
to
be...
You're still going to get winded. I took a dick pill recently and had to take 3 breaks just because of my physical fitness alone.
Yeah. Look, if it was just a limp thing, I wouldn't have to piss on people. It's not going to make you not want to piss on people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're still going to choke, bitches.
Mm.
All that stuff.
You're still going to have to do it. Chew it and do it. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. CUMTOWN. And you know what the N stands for. Just pay $5
nice
for
hard
shipping.
Dick.
Yeah, nice hard dick. You get one of those N-size dicks if you just use promo code CUMTOWN.
Nice hard
dick. Nice hard dick. A dick hard to the nth degree. Use promo code CUMTOWN. CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That is Blue Chew, BLUECHEU.com. Promo code CUMTOWN.
Fuck.
Here's the script, but please don't feel obligated to read verbatim.
Oh, we
use
did
your own
not,
language.
Pals. Don't you worry.
About your own experiences, if you wish. Make it fun. We want to make this more about allowing you to have great sex with your partner rather than quote-unquote problems that keep you from performing.
Yeah. You get to get this fucking prick stiff as hell with your partner, whether that's someone you love or it's a random woman that you just
God, I would
to.
Okay, maybe a lot of you were like there at this, but I would love it if... The only thing I needed for confidence was to be able to fuck again.
That's pretty much all I need, bro,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah.
That's why the dick pills are my fucking armor. Mm-hmm. Also, though, I put on a wig recently. Yeah.
Guys, I took a pill, and it turned me into a completely different person who's lived a different life and has a better heart than I do. Somebody that's genuinely kind and empathetic at their core.
Dude.
And not an insanely jealous, petty piece of shit that's masking their true intentions.
Hey, man, it might help, dude.
Yeah. Honestly, just because they're afraid of going to a hell that they never believed in.
Yeah, hell's not real, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. The older I get.
Really?
I don't know why I feel it. I feel like I'm just, like, there's like some impending judgment.
No, I mean not.
And not even
hell.
Like I've never even done anything seriously bad.
Yeah, except for that time you fucked that got little baby in his mouth.
Though. Yeah.
Other than that,
other than that time I sacrificed that infant to Satan. just so Hillary Clinton could be president, and I didn't.
And you didn't do the spell right.
And I didn't do the spell right.
And now here we are. Dude.
Yeah, how funny it would be if it turns out the Democrats were raping and murdering children just to put Hillary in office, and then it didn't work, and they're like, Oh.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
And then the Podestas just have, like, infant blood all over their penis.
Yeah.
Penises.
Yes, of course.
And they're holding each other's dicks covered in infant blood and they're watching the election results as Donald Trump is elected president. And then they slowly just stop jacking each other off and they're like, fuck.
We really stepped in it this time.
We definitely fucked the pumpkin on this one, Tony. somebody screwed the pooch pig on this one. There's just a pile of infants cracked like walnuts on the floor. Just peanut shells of children.
Oh, it says don't fuck 400 children.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.
Oh, boy.
You know those motherfuckers had a bunch of babies lined up to fuck celebratorily, though.
Oh, yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
And those kids all went unfucked.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had to go back to their family.
I was laughing about it's the night of the election. Hillary lost, and it's Bill Clinton coming into the bedroom. And she's already got the lights off. She's in bed crying. She wants to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And Bill walks in with it, a screaming infant, and he's like, surprise. Surprise.
Something to make you feel better.
I got something to make you feel better.
Oh, fuck. Real quick. I know we usually do plugs at the end, but I want to announce this big show in L.A. I'm coming, baby. 2-2, February 2nd, L.A. I'm doing a nice big fat tour. Please buy those tickets. Go to stavi.biz for all the information. And I'm also coming to D.C. on December 7th and 8th. That's another big one. Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus. Maybe we're going to get... Keep a lookout for Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Phoenix, I'm coming. Tucson. San Diego. All that shit. So, but yes, damn. Big, big, big dick shit coming in L.A. I want to see everybody there. Please buy your tickets early so we can add more shows.
I gotta get my calendar going, man.
Bro, you can just do the... I'll hit you up with everybody I've done.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we already got the emails.
Lincoln Lodge is... I'm going to book...
Lincoln Lodge rules, dude. Yeah. That place fucking rocked. But yeah, shouts out to fucking...
You just manage your own calendars? Yeah. I know it's incredibly simple, and I did it for 10 years.
It's so easy, dude.
From now, I don't know what happened, but I can't bring myself to do anything.
Well, because, yeah.
Except gamble online at BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com is the premier sports betting something.
Yes.
It's a website mm-hmm. with an award-winning, easy
We must have done the dick app. Pill read for like
it was,
10
that
minutes.
That was a long read. It was a long fucking read. Yeah, it was a 10-minute read.
Respect.
For,
damn. You know what?
If it BetDSI, and you know what? I should be using BetDSI because I have lost so much goddamn money in cryptocurrencies now. It is fucking obscene how much goddamn money I've lost today in particular. Today is a bad
Today's
fucking
a bloodbath.
Day to be in crypto. So you should be betting on sports, which I mean, I'd probably be as good at that as I am.
Of course, yeah.
On
shouts out to the cum boys that came to our show and told me they took my Bucks tip. Just making money, dude, betting on Giannis.
Yeah. They have an easy-to-use mobile app, no fucking around with Chinese exchanges.
Nope.
That may go bottom-up at any fucking point and just steal millions of dollars worth of people's money. You don't have to worry about that.
Nope.
You want to talk about, you know, sports books being shady? Try dealing with fucking Korean businessmen.
Damn, hilarious.
Yeah. Check that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
You got picks?
Customer fucking serve 24/7.
Okay, yeah, 24/7 customer in service.
In-game live.
There is literally in-game no customer wagering. Service in crypto. It doesn't fucking exist. There's no one you can fucking contact. Also, yeah, you want to know how good their customer service is? 24/7. Compare that to American Airlines. They don't even have a fucking number.
Fuck it.
American you have to email Airlines. American Airlines. I will never fly American Airlines again.
Yeah, neither will I.
I will only use BetDSI.com.
Only BetDSIAirlines.com.
BetDSI.com. Instead of going on vacation, I'm just going to gamble online now because you're better off. You have better luck gambling on BetDSI.com than you do using American Airlines.
Everyone says that.
Everyone
so
says
true.
It. We say it. I'm pretty sure I heard Joe Rogan say it on
Joe
his show.
Joe Rogan said it, yep. Joe Rogan loves BetDSI.
Hey, come down here for BetDSI.com, Joe Rogan's favorite sports betting website.
Noodles from the offspring.
What do we bring to the table for clients? Well, we will promise that we will offer official endorsements from bigger shows than ours. How do we do that? Illegally.
Ira Glass loves BetDSI.
Hey, gay actor Michael Douglas here.
I'm from Baltimore. I'm Ronnie, and I fucking love that shit, yo. As soon as I get a credit card, I'm using BetDSI.com, yo.
Mm-hmm. BetDSI.com. You got picks?
Take the Ravens. We haven't won in 4 weeks. We're due, baby. Take the Ravens. Always put your fucking life savings on. Joey Flax is injured, I think.
Turd land, baby.
That's right. No, not Turdland.
Turdland.
And then also, listen, take the Bucks every time you get a fucking chance to. Giannis is going to be the MVP. They just, you know, they had a beautiful, they fucking beat the Nuggets. They beat the fucking Warriors in their fucking building. Draymond wasn't playing, but who gives a fuck? Giannis is looking beautiful. He's about as, you know, it's just from one muscular Greek athletic freak to another. Godspeed. Take him. Take the Bucks. Take the Ravens. That's all you need to know, motherfuckers. That's easy fucking money.
Yeah. And you know what? They've been in business over 20 years. There's nothing I've been doing for 20 years.
No.
Nothing.
Let's see here. 20. I was
Shit,
9
hold
years
on.
Old.
I may have been beating off for 10
You weren't
years.
Beating off at 9.
10, 9, 10, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You could come at 9?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Your balls were producing cum?
Dude, I hit puberty when I was in like first grade, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So I was like a grown man by the time I was in. What the fuck? Don't fucking call me. American Airlines is literally calling me. Did I tell you what they fucking... So, yeah, they fucked up that flight, and then we had to pay $750 for a hotel because they didn't have enough people to book people for, like, hotels.
You want to take then, that, bro?
No, I'm not going to fucking... They offered me $120 for the...
Unbelievable.
For the hotel. Which, from what I read online, you're not going to get any more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm just never going to... Yeah,
fuck them.
Yeah. They got an easy...
You know who you shouldn't fuck?
Yeah, BetDSI. They're great. They got an easy-to-use mobile playing interface. You play, win, get paid.
I love all those things.
And they offer odds on pretty much everything else, too, including all major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything.
Yep.
They got a great mobile app. Easy to use from fucking anywhere, baby.
I love that shit.
They offer live in-game wagering.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good.
Nobody knows, but nobody even considers in-game wagering.
Never, bro.
You're too busy watching the game.
Too busy at the big game eating fucking nachos.
Yeah, you know, it's Thanksgiving Sunday.
That's right, dude.
Watching football, watching the Super Bowl on Thanksgiving Sunday. Mm-hmm. Everybody's over at your house.
Everyone's over, your dad, your mom, Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Having eggnog.
Even the Jewish and Indian guy from the neighborhood finally squashing the beef.
Absolutely.
Over there.
The two at odds. You know how Israel took over a part of India and isn't letting them have it.
They're at odds with each other. It's Super Bowl Thanksgiving. Super Bowl Saturday Thanksgiving.
You're too busy watching
an
in-game wager, but guess what?
You got two buckets of some beautiful Chex Mix freshly made by your wife, who's a man, by the way.
Yep.
And he's like, honey, I made the Chex Mix. And everyone's like, ooh, you're gay now? I'm like, yep, I'm fucking gay. And then you go, hold on, everybody. I'm going to get a couple of cold ones out from the garage.
Yeah.
You go out in the garage. Everybody's enjoying the game. You're out there gambling on your phone.
In-game wagering.
Checking DMs.
Yep,
you can see the red notification.
You're not actually gay.
You know, it's like you thought, nice breezy message. Hey, I know we haven't seen each other since middle school, but... I just saw you on LinkedIn, and I know this isn't my name. I know, my name isn't Frank. You thought I was just some branch manager of a Wachovia, but it's me. I was just wondering if, you know.
You wanted
and then,
to catch up.
Yeah, and then you see now the profile's disappeared. Well, maybe there's something wrong with the website.
Yeah, the internet, you reset the router.
So, you know, you do a good private browsing session, create a new profile, and it's still there. So you're blocked, I guess. And the garage door's already closed. You're already in your car. Might as well just start it up and see what happens. You got a couple of Ambien in your pocket. You pop them, doze off, and then...
Phone's buzzing?
Nope, you don't wake up.
The in-game wager you placed went through.
Your wife finds it, and your wife is like, oh my God, he's dead. My gay husband is dead. But what's this on his phone? He failed to cheat on me, and then his in-game wagering, he bet the farm, and now I have enough money to get that medicine...
To get it chopped off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what BetDSI can do for you, folks.
That's the BetDSI promise.
The BetDSI promise.
You're dead... Your widow trans husband
is going to be able to get the surgery with the money you win after you kill yourself because you can't.
On Super Bowl Thanksgiving Saturday.
Reconnect with a woman you never really felt anything for anyways. You just want to recapture.
Yep, your youth.
Your youth. When you want to trade it all in for something that would suck equally.
Yep, just a lateral move.
Just a lateral fucking move because you can never go back. BetDSI.com.
Promo code, what is it?
When you sign up, make sure to use promo code CUM120 so they know we sent you. When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you've even played at the tables.
God damn. My dick is hard without
it. Has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. Can you imagine that? Strolling into a casino, they give you some bonus money. You say, you know what? I'm not even going to hit the tables yet. I'm going to go up to my room. On the 34th floor of the Mandalay.
Faking
drop off my bags, you know, set up my laptops and security cameras. And then I'm going to head down to those tables, play a couple of hands, wait until that Kenny Chesney concert gets popping. And then we're gonna fucking play to win.
Then
for
we're
real.
Gonna bet play win, baby.
BetDSI.com, home of the bump stock.
Fuck, what's the promo code? Did you say it?
CUM120.
That's it, folks. CUM120, motherfuckers.
Damn, another 10-minute read.
Beautiful though.
Yeah. Damn. I'm like Don Ass Draper over
you,
here.
You truly are, bro.
That's what people want out of a commercial. Is it for it to be 15 minutes long? People are tired of 30-second commercials. Why wouldn't you have a commercial that lasts an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Two hours.
So true. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
You want to come to Baltimore, dude?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, hold on. Parkland shooting suspect faces new charges after attacking jail guard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which one was Parkland? That's the big one that all the kids...
This is great, yeah. According to authorities, Nicholas Cruz attacked a detention deputy at the Broward County Jail in Fort Lauderdale after being told not to drag his sandals on the ground. You know, it's like, these big criminals, it's like, yeah, it turns out James Holmes got raped in prison. Yeah, people are like, good.
Right.
I'm good on this one. Fuck COs.
Yeah.
COs are the worst kind of cop. And I know it's a low-income job that poor people usually have because they live in some shithole that's just next to the prison.
Right.
But fuck them anyways.
Okay, fair. Fair is fair.
Yeah. You know who I do feel bad for is those COs whenever there's a prison riot and it's like the prisoners have taken over the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And they have they're holding three COs.
Three hostages.
And it's like, yeah, you better hope those guys die.
Yeah. That's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Just getting their fucking mouths fucked.
Oh,
teeth
bashed out. Yeah. Yep. Wearing a dress.
Yeah, some guy just knitted. Just there's a guy who's a fucking tailor.
Yeah. I learned how to become a seamstress just so I could fuck your ass when we take over the jail.
I would honestly respect.
We're gonna put
that
on
guy.
A fashion show.
I would respect the fuck out of the guy who learns how to fucking be a tailor just to fuck, just to make his rape even more ornate.
Yeah. that would be a better version of the Phantom Thread. That's what that movie should have been about. It's about a guy in prison, a prison rapist who's patiently making the nicest dresses in the world to put on the guards to rape them. And at the end, the last 15 minutes of the movie are just some guy from some bullshit town in Tennessee screaming as his big Mountain Dew tits are titty fucked by, well, he's wearing a dress that would cost $80,000 if he bought it in Milan.
Beautiful gown.
Yeah. My work here is complete. My work has been completed.
Fuck. What was the Phantom Thread about? I never saw it.
A toxic relationship.
No. You know what I did see? Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Shit ruled. It's right.
It's a fucking great
movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Particularly, I really... Something about Armie Hammer's character and the kid's dad's character. Something about those two guys that just really... Yeah, I really resonated with me, you know what I mean? Didn't you feel the same way, Nick?
What do you mean? I don't get it.
No, they're both closeted homosexuals.
Oh, I mean, everyone in the movie's gay.
No.
The dad's not gay.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He's got a big speech at the end where he says he's gay.
No, he's not. He doesn't say he's gay. He's talking about like having like a relationship or whatever. That
he's gay, bro.
I don't recall that.
Yep.
No, he means he wanted to fuck somebody other than the mom.
Enzio is going to be all right or whatever. Is that his name?
Be all right?
Yeah.
The movie isn't about someone that almost became gay.
Yeah.
I love you walking away with that. It's like, it's a beautiful story about a boy that almost fucks up and becomes gay.
No.
But then he's all right.
I mean,
he
gets to be gay. The other two don't get to be gay.
Yeah.
Actually, you're the homophobe. In my telling of the thing, it's good to be gay and bad to be in the closet.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that man was horny as hell. It was cute how much he wanted to suck cock, dude.
Yeah.
Enzio. What the fuck was his name? Ennio?
Yeah. Elio.
Elio. I like Enzio better.
Somebody just reminded me of First Reformed.
I never saw it.
You should see that, dude. That was the best fucking movie I saw last year.
All right.
First Reformed is great.
Ethan? Young Ethan?
Dude, he is a great actor, and he's in great movies. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no, that movie fucking ruled. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it so much.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Damn. But I want to do a Call Me By Your... I want to be in that little town, dude, riding a little bicycle. I would like it to be a woman who I'm having sex with, but I guess I could get sucked off by Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet.
If he grows his hair out, maybe.
Shyamalan.
Timothy M. Night
How
Shyamalan.
You doing? My name's Shyamalan Timothy. How you doing? My name is gay actor Shyamalan Timothy. Gay actor Shyamalan shows up at the Grammys this year wearing a dick tuxedo. That's weird, though, that he's not gay. Neither of them are
Timmy?
Gay.
Timmy?
Yeah,
Sean?
Neither of them. Yeah, and they just had to suck each other's dicks.
Yeah, on cam.
On cam.
Yeah.
For
That's
a movie?
The movie I saw. It was only 15 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. was... Yeah, I recently watched Call Me By Your Name on xnxx.com. Hold on, let me go to XNXX and type in Call Me By Your Name and see what the fuck comes up.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked how it was about word economy. You know what I mean? That script, not an ounce of fat on it.
Yeah.
They barely speak to each other.
Just
it's all
a real
these,
svelte script.
These charged gazes and these full asses.
Call Me By Your Name on XNXX.
Yeah, let's see what we got
movies.
There. Suck me by your dick. That's
here we go.
Thing.
We got Call Me Auntie Tia, and it's a trans woman getting her dick
Ooh,
sucked by
a woman?
Looks like maybe another trans woman.
I'm in. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. How do they look? Can I see?
They look all right. I mean, I'm not really into...
I'm in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up Call Me By Your Auntie Tia later, dude.
Yeah. Desi girl and her husband. Yeah, we don't really have anything going on here.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Army Hammer. My man rocks, dude. I fuck with Young Army.
Yeah, do you?
Mm-hmm. Although, he was a little old for that part, I feel like.
How old should he have been?
Like 25. Because Enzio was like 16, I think, or some shit.
Elio?
Yeah, Elio.
Call me very gay. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I hope I fucking die soon.
Oh, man, come on. We got Thanksgiving to look forward
to. Oh, we got Thanksgiving to look forward to. Everybody, who's excited about Thanksgiving?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I got my house. I'm not going to see my dumb fucking family. I mean, I'll see my mom and my brothers, but I'm not going home for Thanksgiving. We can have a little Thanksgiving at my pad. Maybe we get Korean barbecue on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That sounds like a nice day. Go do some spots in D.C. maybe that weekend.
God damn.
I wish I had...
This fucking sucks, dude. This money sucks.
All the money you're losing?
I'm losing so much money. Shit.
I really am sad for you, bro. I'm
nah,
sorry.
It's whatever. You know what? I kind of like it.
You are a fucking... Maybe you're like one of those Wall Street guys that wants to get their nuts stomped on.
Wall Street money never fucks?
Yeah. Money never fucks.
Wall Street money never nuts?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah, just keep spitting on it. Nah, I'll do another line. Shut the fuck up. You don't know anything about my heart. Yeah, that was my ex-wife's name. Gloria? Yeah, that was my ex-wife's name.
Would you ever get, like, candle wax dripped on your nuts and get dominatrixed?
Nah, this shit's boring.
Really?
Yeah, I've done all that.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, but only because I'm too sensitive.
Yeah,
a boy.
I've been stabbed, shot at.
Nah, I've never had a lady get real rough with me, and I don't think I want to.
Yeah.
Because I'm too delicate a boy. My whole thing is sex without a condom. That's kind of my kink.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't kink shame me.
That's the thing,
this
man.
This is my kink.
Because when you do like piss stuff at 18, you really got to step on the gas after that.
Yeah, that's true.
And
or you just come back to normal. I mean, you were doing heroin and shit.
Well, yeah, sometimes. It wasn't like I was a junkie or whatever.
Yeah, but you... That's kind of... You weren't pissing every time, were you?
Oh, no, no. That's no, like, I mean. I'm not even into that. This is like a thing I've tried a handful of times with four or so people.
Yeah.
And it's like never like... I mean, maybe I've initiated it a couple times, but it's like not like... Yeah, I mean, it can be hot. Yeah, yeah, it can be hot to piss all over somebody's face.
I would try that.
Yeah,
I'm
it is.
I'm sort of interested in that.
Now that I think
the
about
problem
it more,
is
I guess I can be honest with myself. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it can be cool to,
You know what my biggest issue with that is? I have a weak stream.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to drink a lot of water. And then at that point, you're just really pissing clear stuff on them. What's the point?
Oh, yeah, but you want that. You want it to be like, you don't start people off with fucking...
Just a hot, sticky.
Yeah, yeah. You don't go hangover.
Like brown.
I've had the flu for a week and I've been living off NyQuil. piss.
Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'd like it to have some.
I'm getting to the
yellow
point in my life, too, where I might even try being pissed on.
Oh.
Which, that in the past, that was like absolutely not
interesting.
Doing it. But yeah, I mean, you know, hey.
I can't see that yet. But maybe if I. But when I started eating sushi, I was eating only fried stuff.
You got to like find in life what you like, you know? You got to pursue every avenue.
Yeah.
That's what King Solomon did, and he died happy, if
absolutely.
I'm to understand the Bible correctly.
Yeah, he fucked a bunch of women and stuff. He chopped that
women.
Baby in half.
He learned everything, and then the moral of the story was that pursuing every indulgence will always bring you happiness.
Damn, that's crazy, because that's how I live my life, and I'm very depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got to believe in God also.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Yeah.
That's really what the Old Testament teaches us, is that if we believe in God and also act only in our own interests at all times, you will live a happy life.
Nice.
Which, now that I think about it, I started saying is a joke, but it's also true.
Sounds pretty true, actually.
Yeah. That's what being
what
a Mormon
happened to
is.
Solomon?
Huh?
What did actually
happen? Oh, I don't fucking
know. I thought he did end up just living a good-ass life.
Yeah, but isn't like, what is it like, his reflections in Ecclesiastes about, you know, how you can't, I don't know. I started making the point, and I barely remember what
the fuck
it was.
Even if he did, let's say when he's old as shit and he feels bad, he was still having a great time.
Sure.
Dude.
You know what? And that is true. I spent all my time fucking miserable. Like, I hated that trip we were on. But then a couple weeks go by and you're like, God, my life fucking sucks. I wish I was still in Japan.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you'll never feel good about anything. But you will have enough distance that you can't remember how bad you felt.
I think you can feel good about some things, man.
No. No, it's not possible.
I think we're both pretty depressed. I went to therapy yesterday, and I was arguing that I wasn't depressed. And then my therapist was like, wait, you're wearing the exact same sweats you were wearing last week.
Yeah.
And I had just been wearing them a week straight. I'm wearing them right now. I'm wearing the sweatsuit right now.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you got me there, bro. Maybe I am depressed.
Yeah. Shout out to Stav's therapist.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
All right, well, I guess it's time to wrap this up here.
Wrap it up like my cock.
Wrap it up. Don't ever use condoms.
Don't use condoms.
Oh, also, you know what? I said that I haven't been, but Red Dead Redemption is fucking great, dude.
I gotta get it.
It's so good. It's so goddamn good. I haven't played, like, none of the story. I'm, like, literally just going around fucking hunting. I found the trapper right away, and then it's just, like, collecting as many pelts and...
Beautiful.
And looking at birds through binoculars and
love
studying
it.
Them. Collecting all the flowers. I love that shit.
You could just do that kind of shit here, man.
No, you can't do that shit in New York.
Why
you
not?
Really fucking can't. You have to make tens of millions of dollars and then move to the fucking mountains.
You could go to the upstate for a sec.
Not for a sec. I need to be...
You need to live there.
Needs to be... Look, I need to... I'm like a checkout kind of guy.
Okay.
I live in extremes. I can't sample things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
You don't do a little bit, you go all the way.
Of course.
So I'm going to lose all my money in cryptocurrencies.
Yes, sure.
And, another guy I talked to about investments who I... Unfortunately... Well, I told him to get in on... Basic Attention Token a couple weeks ago and then get out right before that Coinbase listing. So he did make a little bit of money.
Okay.
But he's just texting me, what is going on?
Honestly, anyone that listens to you for financial advice deserves it.
And look, I've made good calls.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I've done like dumb shit on my own, but anything I've recommended on the show, look, I have a fiduciary responsibility
of course,
to the listeners.
You're not only
our
listeners, by pledging $5 a month, you're actually shareholders.
Yeah.
And we have a fiduciary responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I give locks of the motherfucking century during our fucking BetDSI picks.
I've made every single call I've made on crypto on the show has been fucking rock solid.
Okay.
Every single one.
Every single one.
Every single one. I've
There's
never
some rich
been wrong
people
on the
out
show.
Here because of you, man.
Yeah. I made some guy I met him. He emailed me. He just wanted to say, hey, thanks. I was working at Burger King and then. Last year, I made a couple of plays on the smart money decisions in your smart money corner.
Yeah. Mullen's money. Mullen's money corner.
I listened to your smart money podcast, Come Town. Jim Cramer recommends smart money podcast, Come Town. And I, my net worth is now $800 million. Wow. And he's still working at Best Buy because you don't want to... Look, this young man, his name's Carlos. He works at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of you know him.
Yep.
He's like, hey, my name's Carlos.
I'm Carlos.
I love Best Buy. I love going to Best Buy, but I also love working at it. And I, that's one of the two things in my life that I enjoy is driving my 98 Honda Civic to Best Buy where I can make purchases of all the new electronics with mm-hmm. features. And mm-hmm. that's the thing that you don't even really realize is like how many features some of the electronics have
mm-hmm.
until you actually really understand
yep.
it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love Best Buy and I love purchases.
Love that shit.
BestBuy.com. Purchases.
$800 million from Nick's smart money
yeah,
decisions.
That guy made a lot of money off me. So now I'm investing in Red Dead Redemption mm-hmm. and eating fucking premium saltine crackers.
That's right.
Just praying for death. Just begging
mm-hmm.
somebody to walk up and put a fucking gun to the back of my mm-hmm. head and just end it.
Brow. Can I take out a life insurance policy on you?
Yes, we already went into that.
Okay.
Everyone can take a life insurance policy out on anyone.
All right. Well, since we're, you know, business partners, mm-hmm. associates,
yeah.
I feel like I get a pretty nice rate.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
I'll start.
Look,
maybe I'll start.
If you think Adam doesn't already have life insurance policies on both of us, there's no way in the world he doesn't have.
Adam keeps trying to get you to do cocaine. He keeps feeding me burgers and shit.
Mm-hmm. What would he do if we both died?
I don't know.
What would his life be?
That's a tough one. We have to keep going for Adam. We have to keep chugging along. Before Adam fucking has to go
like,
back
what
to...
would he do? Yeah, what would he do?
I don't know. Maybe become a lawyer, finally?
Maybe.
Maybe go back to being a lawyer.
I guess Dasha would have to get a job.
Yep.
Yeah, Dasha.
He would become the third Mike on Red Scare.
Yeah, yeah. That's not true. Adam, shut up. Fine.
Okay. Fine. The levels are good. He's just a producer.
Always do this. Yeah.
Well, folks, I do want to live for at least a couple more weeks. If you're in Long Island on the 30th this month, 11:30, I'm at some fucking place on Long Island. I should have known this, but please buy tickets. It's at like the fucking atrium of a movie theater.
The atrium of a movie theater.
I'll be there, and then I'm
live one night only at some movie theater
yeah.
in Long Island, New York.
Yep, and then the weekend after that, or I am in DC. This is a big one. Like I said, the 7th and the 8th. Please buy tickets to that motherfucker
at a different movie theater.
It is not at a movie theater. It's the DC Draft House,
which is a movie theater.
The Arlington Draft House is a movie theater. The DC Draft House is a comedy venue.
Make sure you buy tickets to the Arlington Draft House.
No, the DC Draft House.
Go to ArlingtonDraftHouse.com.
DraftHouse.com.
Looking for Stavros and then email Adam saying the show was canceled.
And then the weekend after that, if you're in Indianapolis on the 13th, I'll be there.
No Indians allowed.
You can come
to
your Indian.
Let the name fool you.
Cincinnati.
No
on the
Indians
14th.
In Indianapolis.
I'll be on the 14th, Cincinnati, 15th in Columbus, and I might add Cleveland on the 16th. I don't know yet.
Zero Chinese people will be admitted to the theater.
Any Chinese are all allowed. Welcome. And then we've got a couple things cooking for Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Phoenix. Can't announce yet, but keep an eye out. And then, like I said, the other big one, L.A., February 2nd. Please buy tickets to that motherfucker early so I can add extra shows. I'm trying to go hang out in L.A. for a little bit. And then I'm also going to be in San Diego the Sunday before that on the 27th. So that's it, boys and gals. Please fucking buy tickets to all those. I'm coming. I'm sucking you off across this fine nation. And I'm trying to add a couple more dates, so look out for those. Please come give me a little smoochy poo and buy tickets and suck me off. Oh, no. Nick's dead.
Oh. Adam, what are you going to do? It's going to be great when I'm dead and my memory just haunts him for the rest of his life.
That would be wild.
All these things that I said on the show, him having to answer for for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I can get out of it.
Yeah.
I'll smile my way out of it.
No, you'll be fine. You'll do stand-up and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Adam will be the fucking...
You know what's funny, too, is these markets will bounce back and I'll be like, I feel really good. I don't know what it is. Something about having more money.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you've totally 100% just poured... all of your hopes and desires into this crypto shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I respect it. Mm-hmm. Usually it's drugs.
Oh, that's happening too, baby.
Nice.
Yeah. If you want to mail me, wink, wink.
Don't finish that sentence.
Your Honor, I said wink, wink. That means don't do it. I explicitly said mail me narcotics and then said wink, wink, which means don't mail me narcotics. I think that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Son,
yes, sir.
You are off. I'll drop all the charges. The prosecutor's like, the charges were murder one. He killed his business partner.
Because he had a paranoid fantasy about him taking out a life insurance policy on him. fuck. All right, folks. That'll do it for us. We're coming at you soon. Also, a Funny Mom's in 2 weeks. So
coming at you live. Coming at you jive, Aster.
This was Wednesday. We did record this today. So if you want, you'll feel closer to us, knowing just hours before you listen to this, we recorded it. Goodbye, everyone. Mwah.